Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to start.
All right, good afternoon, boys and girls. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the big show, as they say. It is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show on the Friday before Christmas. So glad that you could join us. I've had an opportunity to be a part of the Gary Snyder Show all day long, all afternoon, I should say. And you know what? We've had a good time talking with replaying some of our archived interviews that perhaps you didn't listen and, you know, didn't hear, I should say, because we know you guys always listen, right? But two of the interviews that we're going to replay here on the national interview is Ron Paul and Senator Richard Lugar coming up at 6 o'clock in about 1 hour. We're going to rerun those two interviews with you. Those are great interviews you do not want to miss. Right here on the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis. So glad that you guys could join us. And how about them Colts last night, folks? I tell you what, they're showing some heart. And we're going to talk with Gary Snyder about that. We team up with him on 1400 WBAT in Marion on our daily simulcast. We're going to talk a little bit about the Colts and about the Pacers in their upcoming season. But really, we're going to talk about the Colts, and I think that Gary and I have two separate opinions when it comes to the Indianapolis Colts and what they should be doing right now in their season. And we're going to certainly get into that. Guys, if there's anybody that you want to wish Merry Christmas across the United States or anybody that you want to talk about for Christmas, feel free to give us a call, 917-889-8516. We'll get you on for your Christmas message to your loved ones. You know, we'd love to have you here on the Balance Radio Network. So glad that you guys are here. It is the Friday before Christmas, and happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish friends as well. But myself, I say, I am Christian, and I say Merry Christmas, and I am proud to say that. Totally lost my train of thought there. That's what you get on a Friday. So glad that you guys could join us. And like I said, coming up at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock, we're going to rerun our interviews with Ron Paul and Richard Lugar. And, you know, we've got a jam-packed show for you guys tomorrow, 9 a.m., right here on the Balance Radio Network on Blog Talk Radio. We are going to have our normal sports talk show, The Balance, every Saturday morning that we have that. That's obviously where we started at. And we've recently teamed up with the Gary Snyder Show, and we have just grown in leaps and bounds by teaming up with the Gary Snyder Show. So Monday through Friday, it's the Balance / Gary Snyder Show right here on Blog Talk Radio from 5 to 7 Eastern. And then from on Saturday mornings from 9 to 11 Eastern, it's the Balance. The way it used to be, all sports, all the time. But tomorrow's a special show, so we've got a lot of people stopping in, just going to talk to us about some of their Christmas memories, some of their Christmas traditions. Of course, we've got a lot of sports on the hot plate as well. So you want to make sure that you stick around for that. My name's Tom Marquis. Hey, guys, it's the Friday before Christmas. Are you going to have a white Christmas? We're not going to have one here in Indianapolis or where I'm going, home to Evansville. Yes, I'm from Evansville, Indiana, so I use words occasionally like y'all youngins and taters, but I hope you're going to have a white Christmas. Send some of that snow my way, will you? Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G-Balance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fast Lane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today.
Boys and girls, welcome back, welcome back. Friday before Christmas. My name's Saul Marquis, El Presidente, and this is the Balance / Gary Snyder Show, standing by to team up with 1400 WBAT and Marion with the Gary Snyder Show for our daily simulcast with Gary Snyder. I am not worthy to be in company of such greatness. Coming up here at the top of the hour, we are going to replay our interviews with Ron Paul and Richard Luger. Coming right back, 1400 WBAT.
And we are back here. We are back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Michael Bublé, little Christmas music. Since, hey, it's Christmas Eve Eve, and maybe it's time to start being nice. What do you think, Tom?
Well, that depends on your definition of nice, and if that's your segue into the Colts, I hope you truly mean that. based on last night's win, that's right, Gary, a win.
Well, you know, while I was hoping for a Colts loss, and I'm not making any bones about it, you know, they are professionals. They're not going to lay down like I want them to. Fortunately for them, they still, due to some weird tie-breaking mechanism, the Colts still hold the top draft choice in the NFL draft. But I'm telling you what, all you Colt fans out there that thinking that, okay, we won one game, that's fine. But if you think it's going to make your season look any better or have a little more pride in yourself because you win two or three instead of one and get a third or fourth pick in the NFL draft versus the one, you are sadly mistaken. And years from now, if you blow this opportunity when Andrew Luck is the next Peyton Manning playing for the Rams and we're mired at 6-10 or 7-8 or whatever it is, I'll look back on this point and say, hey, I told you so.
Well, and those of you that here on the Balance Radio Network that follow my tweets, got my tweet very first thing this morning. And basically, Colt fans with a short-term memory, let me remind you, back when we drafted Manning, nobody wanted Manning, okay? The Indianapolis Colts victory over the Texans on Thursday makes it a little bit more interesting for the number one overall pick, a.k.a. the Andrew Luck sweepstakes or the suck for luck, even more interesting. But, guys, yes, they can still clinch the number one by losing to Jacksonville. And by no means am I saying that the Colts should lay down, because I have not been on that bandwagon. You have not heard that from me, and you're not going to hear that from me again. And I honestly think that the Colts will beat Jacksonville. I don't know whether easily, but I think that they will beat Jacksonville, especially if they play the way they've played the last 2 weeks. And after the two-game winning streaks, the Colts are 2-13, that's true, have the same number of wins as the Rams, which is 2-12. And the Vikings also, let's not elude them, but, you know, they have a more of an outward stretch than we do. If they all finish with the same record, the draft order would be determined by the strength of schedule, which right now would go to the Colts. Priority is given to the team with the weakest schedule. As it stands now, like I said, the Colts' opponents have the worst record, 120-106. So they would get the edge over the Vikings, 127-97, followed by the Rams, 123-92. Of course, if all three of those win, or if all three of those lose, or if there's a combination of wins and losses, that makes the picture a little bit different. Now, one of the other things, Gary, that I wanted to point out to you as well is, guys, you look at some of the great quarterbacks, Drew Brees and Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, okay? None of those were number one draft picks. All I'm trying to say is, yes, we would love to have Andrew Luck, but we also need other important people on the team to make the components work. And keep in mind, guys, Peyton Manning only won a few games his very first rookie year. So by just saying, okay, we're going to get Andrew Luck, all's back to normal, we have another Peyton Manning back, guys, you are sadly mistaken, and you need to really wake up, because the Colts are rebuilding, and they're going to rebuild with or without Peyton Manning and with or without Andrew Luck. Be a fan. Don't be an ass.
Well, I am going to be an ass here, because if you blow this opportunity to take a quarterback of Luck's not only talent, but his professionalism, and by all accounts, probably well-deserved of this first pick, by going out and winning the last three games and thinking that you have accomplished something in this season other than screwing up the first pick in the NFL draft, you're sadly mistaken.
Well, and you know, here's the thing. I really believe that we can use luck. I am not saying that at all. And I think that if we are in that situation to draft Andrew Luck, we are going to do that. Obviously, that's a foregone conclusion. Anybody that has the opportunity to draft Andrew Luck, whether it be the Rams or whether it be the Vikings. And quite frankly, I think the Vikings will trade Luck. And then there's the other mix, guys. Even if we don't get the number one pick, there's still a way to get the number one pick. And keep in mind, we've got a pretty good pawn on our team, whether or not we want to talk about that topic or not. We can trade Peyton Manning. We have that ability to do. Now, I don't think that that's something that is going to happen. I think actually what will happen is Peyton Manning will be back as an Indianapolis Colts. Number 18 will be back next year. Obviously, I think Jim Irsay is very concerned about his health. But I also think that he said, if you watched the interview yesterday on the NFL Network, and the commentators did a very good job of breaking down and dissecting that interview. Basically, he said he knew that it was a gamble when he agreed to this kind of money. He feels like he did what he could do, okay? So basically the way the commentators, and I agree with it, broke that down is saying, hey, okay, Peyton, it's up to you to show us, can you play football for the Indianapolis Colts? And I think Peyton Manning, as long as I followed him and the professional that he is and the great quarterback that he is, if he cannot play for the Colts, he will be the very first one to step up to Jim Irsay and Bill Polian and say, I'm out, I fold, let's go on. But if he can play, I think the Colts will have him back. And if they can get Andrew Luck, they will, and they would love to have both Andrew Luck and Peyton Manning. I'm very greedy that way. I would love to have them both on our team, and I think that we could still make that happen. But where we differ at, Gary, because I totally agree with what you're saying, Luck would be a great addition to the team. So I'm not saying that, but where we differ at is those fans that say, hey, guys, stop winning. Throw in Painter. Throw the game, basically.
Hey, I'm in that crowd. And, hey, Tom, we have to take a quick break. But before we do, our good friend Justin Fall just wrote on Facebook, the Colts blow a perfect season chance by resting their starters, and now we blow a losing season by winning two games. Agreed, Justin. All right, most of you know my dilemma that I had when I was trying to buy some new carpet for my living room. I did what everybody else did and went and checked out all the big box store home improvement stores. When I did this, I found something was missing. Exactly, service. Then a friend recommended Lehman Floor Covering in Huntington. Not only did Lehman Floor Covering have all the top brands of carpeting at the best prices, which include Mohawk, Stainmaster, Bayrow, Shaw, they also had something that was missing from all those big home improvement box stores. Lehman Floor Covering had great customer service, attention to detail, and that personal touch. So if you're looking for new carpet, hardwood floors, tile, laminate, vinyl. Heck, they even specialize in new baths and kitchens and carry H&K countertops made right here in Marion. Lehman Floor Covering will have what you need when you need it with the customer service you deserve. Lehman Floor Covering is your one-stop shop from ceiling to floor, and you know what? They would not have been in business for over 50 years. That's 50 people, 50 years, if they weren't doing it exactly right. Give Todd a call, 260-356-7226. Again, 260-356-7226 for a free estimate. You can visit them on the web at LehmanFloorCovering.com or just head on into their newly expanded store at 1940 Aetna Avenue in Huntington. All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.
With the price of gas jumping up and down overnight, wouldn't you like to know?
All right, and you're listening to the Balance Radio Network. My name's Tom Marquis, El Presidente. Hey, we do want to hear your thoughts on this whole Indianapolis Colts situation. 917-889-8516. Should the Colts tank the season just for a number one draft pick that they really don't know how he's going to perform on the field? Of course he's going to be a great quarterback. All the indications prove that. Obviously he was a Heisman Trophy candidate. He is one of the best quarterbacks out there. Obviously there's no comparison unless you want to compare him to a young Peyton Manning. But should you have the mindset that the Indianapolis Colts should tank the rest of the season, basically go let Jacksonville beat them, rest their starters for what? Okay, I don't believe in that at all. What are your thoughts on that? Give us a call right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, G-Balance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
And you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show. On the Gary Snyder Show, we are talking Indianapolis Colts with Tom Marquis in the Balance Radio Network. The Indianapolis Colts pull out the win last night over the Houston Texans, jeopardizing the first pick in the NFL draft. If they lose next Sunday, they will still retain that number one draft slot, where most likely they will pick up Andrew Luck. But a win sends them into, I guess, NFL purgatory, sucking just enough not to get the top draft choice, but sucking too bad not to get it. Does that make sense, Tom? You got to turn on your microphone, Tom.
Absolutely not. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now.
All right. I got to learn how to do that. I don't know. Maybe I need a shocker, girl. Maybe I just don't need to turn the thing off. But, you know, I when you're formerly trained.
Real quick, Tom, if you want to chime in on what the Colts or the Colts sees and what the Colts are doing, give us a call, 765-662-1400. Tank next week, get the top draft choice in the April NFL draft, or, hey, go for it. Hey, let's have a little pride. We won three games instead of two. If you do that, my guess is you're going to hear this in April. With the fourth pick in the 2012 NFL draft, the Colts pick, yeah, you're going to get excited about that one. aren't you?
Can you hear me now, Gary?
I've been hearing you.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. What? You know what? Here's the thing. I think we're getting all worked up about this, and it's not really it is a big thing, true, because maybe the Colts haven't been in this situation for a while. We really don't know how to react. But it's not a deal breaker. Let's look at who we're going to have to possibly replace. Reggie Wayne very well may not be there. We have some corners to replace. We do have some safeties to replace. And on the other flip side of it, if we do happen to get, as you would say, the fourth overall pick, now how would we go from number one and possibly even being in a three-way tie to getting number one? At worst case, it'd be number three. But I think we're still going to get number one.
Let me interrupt you, because not necessarily, because you're playing a team that's only won three games in the Jacksonville Jaguars. So if you beat them on a week from Sunday, you possibly could go from one to four.
Okay, even if we go to four, okay, do you not think that there's not going to be some extremely talented players out there at the fourth pick?
Oh, I'm sure there will be extremely talented players out there, but you will not have the most talented player there. Again, think of this. Your season right now with the Indianapolis Colts, you are 0-13. You've won two games right now. What have you really accomplished by winning those two games, except put yourself in jeopardy of losing the top draft choice? It doesn't make your season sound any better. Well, maybe one win does. But 2-3, does 2-14 or 3-13, does that much pride build in you when you hear that versus maybe going 2-14 and getting the top draft choice?
Here's the thing, Gary, and maybe we just look at things a little bit differently, and that's okay. But here's the way I look at it, and it's very, very simple. First of all, let's look at it. Let's take luck and stuff out of the scenario, okay? There are players, coaches, and other people who are playing for their jobs, if not for the Colts, for somebody else. So that in itself is a good reason to go out there and show that you can play some football and win. Now, the Colts beat the Texans, and they're 2-13. If they beat the Jags next week, they will likely lose the opportunity to draft Luck. Okay, great. I get that. Now, you get your Colts fan, which is your side, we'll call it Gary's side of the fan, is that, you know, Andrew Luck is really good, but no NFL player should step on an NFL field to accomplish anything but a win. No coaching. I'm sorry, that's my look. But and then you've got your look, which is sometimes the next NFL game really is meaningless. Does it really matter if a team finishes 2-14 or 3-13? The goal of every NFL team is to acquire players that will create a winning team this year, next year, and every year thereafter. It is a winning. What is winning really? About? Is it about winning the grand total of three games of the season, or is it about acquiring the best quarterback prospect that's come along since John Elway? Is that really what it's all about? Because I really don't agree with you on that fact, and I go back to what I was going to say, that my side of it is that, yeah, Andrew Luck is very good. Let's get him if we can get him. But no NFL player, if you are an NFL player and you're getting paid that kind of money and you've worked your ass off to get to that point, you should never, ever step on a field to accomplish anything but a win. No coaching staff should ever expect less than a win from themselves or their players. No NFL front office put together a team with the intent of losing even one game. The NFL must protect the integrity of the league, and laying down for any reason, Gary, is absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable.
First of all, the integrity of the league was gone a long time ago. Number two, the Colts, I understand that the Colts are not going to go out there and blow the game. They're not going to do it. They're professionals. You're right on that part. But as a fan, I can root against them because a loss a week from Sunday means a win. Now, again, I understand they're not going to go out. They're not going to throw that game. They're going to try to win. We're not asking them to lay down. We know that's not going to happen. But as a fan, I can root against them this game because I know in the long run, them losing that game and going 2-14 instead of 3-13 is going to mean a lot more for this franchise than going out there and winning and going 3-13. All right, quick break. When we come back, my guess is we'll probably still have a little more Colts talk here, right here on the Gary Snyder Show.
And this is the Balance Radio Network. My name is Tom Marquis. Hey, you know, it's okay to be passionate about your point of view. And you know, I think Gary's passionate about his point of view. And he certainly represents a certain sector of fans. I mean, there are fans out there who are asking both questions. There are both sets of fans. Does that make them any more or any less of a fan? I don't know. I don't think so. But what I do like to say is, you know, I'm for the winning. I'm a fan to watch my team win. And I don't think that anybody out there should say, oh, I'm a fan only if you get Andrew Luck, or only if you have Peyton Manning, or only if you win a Super Bowl, or only – really. Really. Because that's why Chicago Cub fans sell out every single year, every single game. And they never get to a World Series. Let's just say never get to a playoffs, because that's very few and short between. I say be a fan. Whoever your team is, whether it's the Colts, the Rams, the Texans, whoever it might be a fan all the way through, thick and thin, not just the good times. Not just the good times. Be a fan all the way through. Well, you guys are listening to the Balance Radio Network. We'll be right back with more Colts Talk on 1400 WBAT in Marion, as well as right here on the Balance Radio Network. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at tbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
When you poop in your dreams, you poop for real. syndicatednetwork.org to find out more information on Total Education Network. Now syndicated on 50 stations. Go to the website. Check it out. I also own a Berthier College tutoring consulting company. I had a very interesting conversation tonight with Jason, the public school guy. And Jason talked about, we talked about classroom management. He talked about intimidating students and yelling at them. I'm not upset with him about this, but yet this is what got me out of teaching. Do you really think yelling works? It does work to keep and maintain control because of gutless principals that don't know how to handle discipline. So the teacher has to yell. But do you think that's good for the psyche of the kids? Do you think kids deserve to be yelled at? I want to know what you think. Email me at nhaley@totaltutor.org or call me at 412-523-0289 and leave a voicemail. I think yelling is not the best classroom management thing, but it's the only way to get through it. What do you think?
This is Michael Reagan, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
It's empty in the valley of your heart. The sun, it rises slowly as you walk away from all the fears and all the faults you've left behind. The harvest left no food for you to eat. You cannibal, you meat eater, you see. But I have seen the same, I know the shame in your defeat. But I will hold on hope, and I won't let you choke on the noose around your neck. And I'll find strength in pain, and I will change my ways. I'll know my
name. All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Welcome, welcome, welcome. All right, we have a couple of conversations going on, last segment before Christmas here. So if you want to give us a call, we're talking, number one, Colts, although I think we're wrapping that up because Tom has finally realized that I am right. He may have something to say. Do you have something to say about that one, Tom?
Well, you know, I won't say that you're right because you're not. But the only thing for the Colts to do really is to head to Jacksonville and try to finish the season with a three-game winning streak. Players who are healthy will play. Players who are dealing with injuries like Clark, Wheeler, and some of the others probably won't play. Winning may not be the best outcome in the long term, but in all likelihood, the Colts would drop the second or third slot in the draft, having the number one overall pick. It's obviously much better, and the Colts would control every round of the draft and could start the entire process, obviously by selecting Peyton Manning's eventual successor, the heir to the throne, if you will. But trust me, Gary, when I say that, the players don't give a damn about that. Reggie Wayne, Robert Mathis, Jeff Saturday, and many others, some of those are we may not even see as a Colt in 2012, and they'll go to Jacksonville and try to get the win, and because that's why they're wired, and that's how I'm wired, and I'm saying go Colts.
And I agree with you to that point. They're not going to lay down. And when we say, hey, Colts, lay down, obviously we're being facetious. That's not going to happen. They're going to go down there. They're going to play their hearts out. But as a Colts fan, right now, I am a Jags fan. I will root for the Jags like there is no tomorrow, because I know that in the end, losing that game to the Jaguars is a lot better. It's a lot better to go 2-14 with the top draft choice than 3-13 drafting 2, 3, or 4. And again, if you want to chime in on this, we'll take your phone call, 765-662-1400. Also, we are opening up our phone lines. If you want to wish someone a Merry Christmas over the air, we will let you do that. Again, our phone number, 765-662-1400. All right, Tom, a little bit earlier today, we had Ed Robertson on with TV Confidential, kind of giving us the weekend wrap and entertainment news and TV news. Let's switch gears here just a little bit and talk about movies, favorite movies, because I know the movies that are up for the Golden Globes and the movies that most people are picking as the best of the year do not even come close in my book. So looking back over the year, I guess I should first ask you, are you a moviegoer?
I love to go to the movies. I will admit with my busy schedule here recently and my obligations have kept me from going as much as I would like to go. But me and my wife's thing, if you will, we kind of go see movies with each other. And then if it's a movie she wants to see with her girlfriends or something, they might go see the same movie twice. The only exception that I think that I can remember that I went with some guys from church to see the Book of Eli. So if we can't work out our schedule together to go see a movie for the first time together, it doesn't happen. So I didn't see as many movies as I'd like to this year, but I saw some good ones, and I think there are some good ones out there this year, and maybe some of them. What I would think would be good wouldn't be the same ones that you think are good. But I like those old movies that used to be, like the comic books, like X-Men and Captain America and those I think are good. The Green Lantern. I thought the Green Lantern was really good, although I've heard it didn't get very good reviews. So,
well, if you guys want to chime in on your favorite movies of the year, you can hear ours and chime in on your own, 765-662-1400. I would have to say my top movie of the year, and I'm going to go from bottom up. I will start with Hangover 2, funniest movie I've ever seen, ever. And that encompasses a lot of film. And did you get an opportunity to see Hangover 2?
You know what? I have heard so much about Hangover 2 and Hangover 1, and I've not seen either one of them. I want to. There again, it goes back to that schedule thing. I'd love to see Hangover 1. In fact, that's one of the movies my wife and I are going out of town tomorrow right after the show. And we're going to be at a hotel, so I think we're going to maybe watch a movie as well, you know. So that might be one of the things we go do. Check it out.
Well, what ranks is your favorite movie of the year, Tom?
Of the year? I tell you what, out of the movies that I saw, obviously there were a lot of good movies. My wife and we went and saw that movie Bridesmaids, and that was pretty good. My wife liked that a lot. Now there was a movie that I saw that I liked a lot that I didn't really get into the other movies, and it was kind of like one of those movies that the wife said, "Hey, come along with me," because she's a big Harry Potter fan, and I went and watched Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows. I have to say that's probably one of the best movies I saw in 2011.
I would agree. That would probably be right behind The Hangover 2. I'm kind of torn between the final Harry Potter and the first one. I thought they were both excellent, but I will give the nod to the first Harry Potter movie, whatever it was called. I can't remember back that far. But the latest one and the last one in the series was awesome. I'm a big fan of all the Harry Potter movies and just loved it.
Well, I like Harry Potter, and my wife is a huge Harry Potter fan. I think that goes hand in hand with just being school teachers, because all of the school teachers I know from church and all of her friends, all of them are Harry Potter, Harry Potter, and my wife's got every single Harry Potter book, and so I've seen all the Harry Potter ones, and I like Harry Potter, but that one's got to be one of my favorite ones out there, absolutely, of the Harry Potter sequence.
Now, we brought some comic book characters to life in 2011. Out of the comic book, movies that I saw, I did see Captain America. That probably ranked top on my list so far. With Green Lantern probably being right behind it.
Oh yeah, Captain America was the bomb. And if I can bring that terminology, we're talking about old school words. I loved Captain America. That's my number one comic book movie of the year. Absolutely fantastic. I like Captain America back when Captain America was Captain America. So yeah, it was good to see that one come back.
What about the Green Lantern? And again, we are just giving you a. By no means are we movie critics here. We're giving you what we like this year, what we didn't like. If you want to chime in on this, 765-662-1400 if you want to chime in on your favorite movie, if it's not any that we have mentioned so far, or a movie that maybe we should avoid. 765-662-1400. All right, Green Lantern. I liked it. It wasn't one of my favorites, but, you know, it was worth the $5 to go see it.
$5. I got to go to Huntington to see movies. If you're seeing movies for $5, because I could tell you one thing, the movies here in Indianapolis are not $5. They're much more than that. And then you've got to chime in and popcorn and drinks and candy and all of that stuff. Quick question, Gary, do you go with the whole tribe or is it just kind of you and a Pepper thing?
Usually it's me and a Pepper thing or me and a Gary Luke thing or me and a Pepper and a Gary Luke thing. Usually the movies my daughters want to go see, I'll let the wife take them. But, yeah, and don't forget Transformers this year. That was another awesome. We'll continue movie talk here in a minute to finish off, I'm not saying the year, but at least the week as we head into Christmas. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
If you're a man over 40, you may...
You're listening to the Balance Radio Network. Hey, we'd love to hear your thoughts. And if you want to say Merry Christmas to someone, give us a call, 917-889-8516. What was your top favorite movie of 2011? We'd love to hear what it is. Obviously, Gary and I have talked about Captain America, Harry Potter. We've talked about the Green Lantern. What are your favorite movies of 2011. We'd love to hear it. Give us a call right here on the Balance Radio Network at 917-889-8516. We'll be right back.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions, work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Show again. I had a few phone calls. If you're going to call, we're going to put you on the air. Please don't call and ask not to be put on the air because, hey, we're asking for callers to be put on the air. Don't want to seem like such a drag, especially on Christmas Eve Eve. But, hey, we're asking for your phone calls. If you want to give us a ring, number one, if you'd like to wish someone a Merry Christmas, you can do that. for the next 10 minutes or so. Also, we're talking top movies of the year. One movie that I have not seen yet that I really need to go see because I promised my wife I would take her, the new Sherlock Holmes film.
That is on my definite top list. Now, you talk about the opposites of me and my wife and the type of movies that we like. Deciding on what movie we go see sometimes is a week-long, drawn-out conversation. Obviously, I like those kind of movies. My wife is not a big Sherlock Holmes fan, but I've almost talked her into that. So, yes, that is absolutely on the top of my list. Also, Drive, I think that's the one we've both come to an agreement on that we both really want to see, and I've heard nothing but fantastic things on Drive, so I really want to see that one.
Now, if you'd like to tell us some movies we need to go see, too, by all means, 765-662-1400. Movies we should go see, movies you liked, movies we're missing. Now, my wife just did text me, and I will probably lose my man card in this, but she did rent The Help the other night, and I was I sat down and watched it with her and the family. And I will admit that The Help should be on everybody's list. It was a very good movie. Not one of my favorites. I mean, it was not up there with Transformers or Harry Potter or Hangover 2. But it was a very good movie and well worth the Redbox rental.
Well, sometimes, Gary, you got to check in the man card when you're married and you've got a family. I know that. I mean, I have to admit, I'll check in my man card, too, as well. Bridesmaids, I was kind of kicking and screaming. But, you know, I walked out of there laughing and thought it was a good little movie. It was certainly a kind of a romantic comedy, kind of a chick flick. But it wasn't as bad as I would think. So if you have to cash in your man card, say, hey, honey, let's go see Bridesmaids. She'll love it. And it's not as bad as it seems.
All right. Movies we should see, movies we should avoid. Your favorite movies, again, 765-662-1400. Any movies that you have seen this year that you just thought were awful, Tom?
Well, there's probably a few movies that I've seen this year but I'm not a big movie hater. You know, a lot of people say, "Oh, well, it just didn't do that for me. It just didn't do that for me." I'm not really looking for a movie to do a lot for me, so I am not one that really thinks that I hate movies. So I don't know. I'm going to have to give that one some thought, but I would say probably right up there. I was disappointed, let me put it that way, I was disappointed with J. Edgar. I just thought that one had so much potential with the name. But I tell you, I cannot remember the name of the movie, Gary. We rented it. It was a DVD movie, so go rent it if you can. The King's Speech, where he stutters. Did you see that one?
I did see the King's Speech, and I loved it. We're not one of my favorites. I mean, it's not up there with the Harry Potters, but a very good movie. We did rent that on DVD this year, and The King's Speech I thought was a very good movie.
Oh, and it was. So, you know, you talk about the movies to go rent. I mean, we have as much fun renting movies. And with the age of technology, we don't even go to the video store anymore. With Netflix and our on-demand with Comcast, which has all the new releases, by the way, we have just as much fun just sitting here at the house watching a movie. And, in fact, we're probably going to watch a Christmas movie tonight, I have been told. So I don't know exactly which one that will be, but I'm sure it will be one of the classics. But we are going to save the classic movie of all time, Christmas movie of all time, The Christmas Story, for Christmas Eve. So we know that for a fact. We're going to watch that one in the hotel room. But
well, you know, and you know, there are some movies that I've seen this I can't even remember the names of, and you know, that's how well they were etched in my mind. But when you talk about the Red Box. We usually grab ours at the Red Box. Maybe something from DirecTV, even though they're like $6 for a Blu-ray movie. And occasionally something on Netflix on demand. But I was a little disappointed with the Netflix on demand because they put none of the new releases on there.
They don't put any new releases on – define new releases because our Netflix, you could get new releases on there.
Well, you can get the DVD. You just can't stream them through your computer or any other device.
Yeah, you're right about that. Okay, I'm sorry. You know, I was thinking about some of the movies that I didn't like this year. And what's that movie about the social media one about Facebook? I didn't like that one.
You know, I don't remember that. I didn't see it, so I can't give you any help there.
Yeah, was it called The Network or I don't know. It was stupid. It was really, really stupid. So, you know, I don't know. And I've heard that Conan was really bad too, or not to see it. So I don't know.
Can't say that I've seen Conan. Can't say that I have seen that. Anything else? And again, if you want to chime in on movie talk here, just something to get us going into the holiday weekend, 765-662-1400. Now, you know, I am all about, I have the iPhone app on my phone with the trailers for some of the new movies coming out. And I can tell you what, I cannot wait for the new Batman movie and The Hobbit.
You know what? I want to see The Hobbit. I'm kind of burnt out on Batman. It's going to take a lot for me to say that was a good Batman movie. So I'm looking forward to The Hobbit. There's a couple other good movies that I think that are coming out that I've seen some trailers for. And some other movies that I want to watch throughout the year coming up here. So just catch up on some ones that I missed from last year, like Big Mama. I want to say I know it's just another sequel, another Big Mama movie. I'm not a big sequel fan, but Big Mama cracks me up every time I watch him. I also want to see Jack and Jill. I'm a big Adam Sandler fan. But, yeah, those are two that I haven't seen yet that I want to see here coming up. So I've got a few days off.
I just found a list of the worst movies of 2011 by Movie Insider, and I will count you down from number – and how far up they go. All right, we'll start at number 20, Something Borrowed. Have not seen it. Number 19, Double. Haven't seen that one either. Number 18, Alvin and the Chipmunks. Have no desire. Number 17, Zookeeper. No, nothing with Craig James in it. Number 16, I Melt With You. No. Number 15, 7 Days of Utopia. Any of those, have you seen any of those this year, Tom?
I have not seen any of those, although I would see the Chipmunk movie. I've got a nephew. I would go see the Chipmunk movie.
All right, let me get these counted down here real quick. Number 14, Atlas Shrugged, Part 1. Number 13, There'll Be Dragons. Number 12, Hoodwink. Two of Hood versus Evil. 11, Trespass. Number 10, Red Riding Hood. Number 9, Season of the Witch. Number 8, Dream House. Number 7, New Year's Eve. Number 6, Dylan Dog, Dead of Night. Number 5, Big Mamas, Like Father, Like Son. Number 4, The Roommate. Number 3, Jack and Jill. Number 2, The Abduction. Number 1, Becky Larson, Born to Be a Star. Real quick, Tom, how can people find you?
www.thebalanceonline.com. Stick around here for hour number 2 on the Balance Radio Network. We're going to rerun the interviews with Ron Paul and Senator Lugar. And we'll be back tomorrow from 9 to 11 on the Balance Radio.
You've been
Network.
Listening to the Gary Snyder Show. Merry Christmas, everyone.
And welcome back to the Balance Radio Network. You know, sometimes when you're working on that clock with other people's time, you know, sometimes it doesn't always sink the way it is. And, you know, I'm a talker anyway, as it is. When we get back, though, it is the Christmas Eve, if you will. And so Gary and I, earlier on in the show, we played some of our best interviews. And I picked Ron Paul and Senator Lugar to run over into this show as well. So we're going to, in hour number two, as heard on 1400 WBAT and Marion, we are going to run the Ron Paul interview that Gary did and the Dick Lugar interview that Gary did, Richard Lugar or Dick Lugar, however you want to call him. We'll be back here tomorrow morning for a show that you do not want to miss on the Balance Radio Network. It is the Balance first ever Balance Christmas Eve special. So hopefully you guys will have an opportunity to join us. Keep in mind, guys, if you miss a show, you can also listen to us on iTunes, on our archives on the website, www.thebalanceonline.com. Right here on Blog Talk Radio, they've got various different archives. You know, really, if you miss us, it's okay. You can still listen to us in the archives. My name is Sean Marcus. It's so good to be with you today. We're going to be right back with hour number two. In hour number two, Ron Paul and Senator Richard Lugar right here on the Balance Radio Network.
Fastlane Cycles Incorporated, located at 100 Gasoline Alley Suite D in Indianapolis, specializes in quality performance for your bike. A distributor for all major suppliers, we can do everything from service and motor work to customizations and insurance estimates. Give us a call at 317-247-8088. Fastlane Cycles Incorporated at 317-247-8088.
Today's consumer spends 1.4 times as many hours using social networking sites than reading and responding to email. Marquee Solutions works with your company to build a solid social strategy. They are with you from start to finish, always there to help you navigate through the complexities of social media. Call Marquee Solutions today, 317-903-8063. That's 317-903-8063. Marquee Solutions. Work with them today. Do you like what you hear on the Balance and Fantasy Football Huddle? Then check us out on the World Wide Web. Facebook, search The Balance. Twitter, GBalance. You can also send us an email at gbalance@ymail.com. And at any time, check us out on www.thebalanceonline.com.
Tour bus full of old guitars, my star on Hollywood Boulevard. Yeah, at some point, I will learn how to work this board correctly. That wasn't the way it was supposed to go. Don't you hate when that happens, Tom?
It never happens to me, so I wouldn't know. Right.
Yeah, before we get started here, and let me just throw this out there. If you want to wish someone a Merry Christmas today, we're doing that on the Gary Snyder Show. 765-662-1400. Use our time, our airwaves, my show, to wish someone a Merry Christmas. Now, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your hometown Chevy and used car dealer. Whether you're looking for a new Chevy or that perfect used vehicle, Barry Bunker Chevrolet has the car or truck you're looking for at the price no one will beat. And when I say no one, what do I really mean? No one. With their amazing inventory and deals to move that inventory, Barry Bunker Chevrolet is your one-stop shop for Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area for that new Chevy or used vehicle. Now let's talk service. Service. Keeping your GM vehicle running at its best shouldn't be complicated. And more importantly, there should not be any guesswork involved. I think that's what it is. Let Barry Bunker Chevrolet certified service technicians make maintenance simple for you. They are your one-stop shop for all your maintenance and service needs. So here's what you need to do. Call Barry. You know the saying. 866-466-1956. You can also visit them at barrybunker.com or head on over to their store at 1307 North Wabash Avenue in Marion and experience the Barry Bunker Chevrolet difference. Now, I should not have to say this because you all should know it by now, but hey, here it goes anyway. The name that is on the door is always on the showroom floor, Barry Bunker Chevrolet. All right, Tom, I have some interviews I want to play here at some point today. We don't have to play them all, but I'd like to get the Senator Lugar one in before the end of the show today. Maybe the Ron Paul, which is about 7 or 8 minutes, and it's way cut down because it happened about a year ago. But, hey, I had him on the show. That was pretty cool. But I guess taking the headlines right now is the near riot trying to buy some old-school Air Jordans.
I tell you what, that whole story just cracks me up here in Indianapolis out at Lafayette Square. Which is a mall, I'll word it this way, is probably not a mall that you and I would shop at. But I can tell you one thing, that people buying Air Jordan suffer from something called pack mentality.
Well, I'll tell you what, I shop at the fashion mall when I hit Indy.
Well, I can tell you one thing, Air Jordans, where all the they actually had to call out several hundred police officers this morning to Lafayette Square in Indianapolis. And I can tell you one thing, that's where you're going to find the Air Jordan at Lafayette Square, not the fashion mall, if that tells you anything.
You know, and I can't say I was ever an Air Jordan person. I don't think I ever owned a pair of Air Jordans. I did play some basketball up through my freshman year in high school. Was never a big basketball fan. Usually went with the leather Converse. I was more of a Converse person instead of an Air Jordan person.
I was more of the I'm from a large family. My parents were poor, so we got the Kmart backward swoosh Nike. No.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because in sixth grade, I made the basketball team at Taylor Elementary School over there in Kokomo, and I got the Kmart backward Converse looking canvas low tops for my initial season in basketball. Socks going up to the knees, the short shorts. I was looking pretty good.
Like kind of like the old Steve Alford look, huh?
It was awesome.
I tell you what, though, I joke, but you know what? I don't remember. I remember when I was a kid, Converse was pretty popular. That's probably what I did have. Nike, Adidas, a lot of those were popular. That was back in the days of Jordache jeans and, you know, that sort of stuff. So parachute pants, you know, they just don't have fads the way that we did growing up, Gary. They just don't have them.
You know, and it's unfortunate, but again, if you're going to call the 765-662-1400 number, we're taking your calls. If you don't want to go on the air, don't call that number right now. Pretty simple, you would think, isn't it, Tom?
You would think so, yeah.
If you want to give us a call, 765-662-1400, wish someone a Merry Christmas, or chime in about your, I don't know, what should we call this segment? Basketball shoe experience. Old school world, you can do that, and we'll put you on the air. Just call if you want to go on the air. We get a lot of calls here. Well, hey, I hate this person, but I don't want to go on the air and say it. Well, then don't call. Go on the website and leave a comment. Pretty simple, huh, Tom?
Pretty simple concept. People just don't get the concept of talk radio.
Well, that, and I'm answering the phone, and they're, you know, you have to sit there and try to, you know, hurry up and talk before you're done talking. And they, well, what? No, please. I'm not trying to be rude. I'm really not.
Well, one of these days we'll get us a call screener like the big guys have, and we'll have the nice screen that actually sends us an instant message that tells us what the caller wants to talk about. And if we don't want to talk to them, we could just keep talking, and we could just leave them on hold for infinity and beyond.
That'll be nice. We're getting close, my friend. We're getting close.
Yes, we are, sir. Yes, we are.
All right, quick break. When we come back, I think, I don't know, you up for a little Ron Paul, Tom?
I am, absolutely. I heard he walked out of a CNN interview. That made me very proud. So, you know, he got my vote just for doing that. So.
Well, this isn't it, but this is talking about auditing the Fed. And when he was considering another run for president, you're listening, maybe, to the Gary Snyder Show.
Newmarket's holiday deals. Whole pork loin, $1.99 a pound. Spiral ham, $1.77 a pound. Ground beef, $1.99. Pepsi 12-packs or 6-pack 24-ounce, 3 for $8.99. Coke 12-packs or 6-pack 24-ounce, 4 for $10.99. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $1.99 a pound. Shredded cheese, $1.88. Totino's pizza and bread, 10 for $10. Stone Ridge ice cream, buy one, get one. Washington apples, 99 cents a pound. Lay's chips, buy one, get one. 15-pound potatoes, $2.88. Don't forget dessert, Marie Callender pie, $4.99, and much more. Or only at Newmarket's.
And a news.
So we'll see you for Josh's birthday, right, Dad?
You can count on it.
This phone conversation would never have taken place without the technology of the new CapTel Caption phone. For those individuals who have difficulty hearing over the phone, the CapTel Caption phone simply displays what is being said on a bright, easy-to-read screen.
Josh! Grandpa's coming to your birthday party!
The new CapTel Caption phone from Relay Indiana. Don't wait another minute. Visit RelayIndiana.com today.
Indianapolis, Super Bowl 46 is coming to town. So come take the field of the NFL experience presented by GMC, the NFL's interactive theme park. Kick the game-winning field goal and shop NFL Shop for the latest Super Bowl merchandise. NFL experience presented by GMC at the Indiana Convention Center January 27th through February 4th. Get your tickets early for opening weekend by calling 1-866-TIX-4NFL or log on to SuperBowl.com. This is your Super Bowl. The NFL prefers Visa. The official card of the NFL.
With your 1400 WBAT weather update, I'm Chris Daniels.
And Christmas gifts are encouraged and expected.
What gifts, Jason?
Christmas gifts, of course. Those cheapskates at WBAT don't pay us to do their weather. The least they can do is give us a Christmas present.
Come on, Jason. We're not exactly dealing with the three wise men here. After all, they're in radio, for heaven's sakes.
I suppose you're right, Chris. I'll just rely on Santa.
Happy holidays, everyone, from Chris Daniels and Jason Myers at Indiana's News Center.
I am so crashing their Christmas party.
Hey, this is Mark Stein. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Now
We're back here on the Gary Snyder Show, replaying, Tom's request for some Christmas music. Wham! And Last Christmas. Tom, I want to thank you for suggesting that.
Anything that I can do, anytime I can hear some Mr. George Michael or even some Boy George, I'm down for it.
Does Boy George have a Christmas album?
I wouldn't know.
I will have to search YouTube at our next break just to make sure. Because nothing says Christmas like Boy George and Wham. And Baby Jesus, of course.
And Baby Jesus, that's right.
All right, before we get to whatever we were going to do, which may be the last thing we do here after that, Schaefer's Indiana Turf. They're in Fort Wayne, and they are the place to go for all of your snow removal needs this winter, including the top-of-the-line Ariens, snow throw, snow blowers. Ryan also wanted me to remind you, Gravely Hustler and Dixie Chopper mowers are still in stock, and they are priced to move. Schaefer's Indiana Turf has been in business since 1929, and if you're doing the math, it's quite a while. Or if you're actually doing the math, that is over 82 years of serving Fort Wayne, Marion, Huntington, and the surrounding area. And keep in mind, it doesn't matter where you bought it or what brand it is. Schaefer's Indiana Turf can and will fix it in their state-of-the-art service center. Give them a call now, 260-489-3391, or you can visit them at their store at 5202 West Washington Center Road, just up the highway in Fort Wayne. If you can't remember that, just go to indianaturf.com. Remember, if you grow it, mow it, or blow it, Schaefer's can help. Let's make sure I got the Ron Paul interview queued up and ready to go. Are you ready for a little Ron Paul on Christmas Eve, Tom?
I am ready. Go for it.
All right, here is my interview I did with Ron Paul. Now it is edited to make it a little less timely or more timely. But, hey, it's Ron Paul. He's a presidential candidate. He's leading in Iowa, second place in New Hampshire. Here's my interview with Ron Paul.
I got a question for you. You seem to be spearheading this movement to audit the Fed. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's something I've worked on for years but never got much attention on it because I believe that central bank first is unconstitutional and that it has tremendous power to be able to create money out of thin air, then pass it out and never be audited. And I don't believe in the central bank. I don't think it's authorized in the Constitution, and they caused the business cycle, all the financial bubbles and all the recessions that follow. But nobody's been interested in it until recently after the financial crisis hit. Then we all of a sudden got a lot of attention on the Fed. We have all the Republicans in the House sign on, and a bunch of the Democrats. We have 319 co-sponsors, and it was passed and put into the housing bill as an amendment. The financial reform bill. The Senate's working on it right now. Maybe today and tomorrow, it might be this week. They're going to have to decide what they're going to put in. There will be an attempt by some supportive senators over there to put the same amendment on the bill. Unfortunately, it might be modified by the time they get it on, but at least there's a concerted effort for us to eventually find out what the Fed's doing behind the scenes.
Now, when you ran for president, you were kind of the lone voice out there. Calling for basically what has happened in our financial system. Do you think what has happened and the way it's been handled has given you some vindication to the naysayers back then?
I think that's certainly part of it because I had been talking about, you know, the financial bubble and the housing bubble for quite a few years. And then it did come up during the debate. And at the time, you know, I thought we were in a recession, and it turned out that the end of 2007, the recession actually started, and the other Republican candidates were in denial because we had a Republican president at the time, and that wouldn't be good politics if you said, oh, we're in a mess, you know. That's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to fudge a little bit. But we were in a recession, and it's gotten very bad, and I think it has still a long way to go, and it has a lot to do with monetary policy. Monetary policy accommodates spending policies. If you spend too much, you don't have enough money. The way the system works is you just print it. And as far as I'm concerned, that's equivalent to counterfeiting and leads to a lot of problems.
Now, I've heard, and I like to, kind of compare you to, you were the Tea Party before the Tea Party started. How do you feel about the Tea Party movements that are going on today?
Well, I think it's great. Sometimes I'm not sure any one person has a handle on it all, and that's probably why it's so great, because it is spontaneous. It does remind me of our campaign, because our campaign was very, very spontaneous. It was grassroots-oriented, and it was done mostly through the Internet and these meetup groups. They would hear something, and they'd share these videos, and then they'd start their own group. And it just sort of was a continuation of that. So there's no one person in Washington. Some people say, oh, you got this all started. You're the leader of the Tea Party group. I said, well, we might have had the first modern-day one, but really, there's no one person that's in charge of this. It's just that a large number of people are very, very frustrated, you know, with what's happening in Washington. This is one way they can get together and sound off. And it's pretty amazing how people come out to these rallies. It really shows how upset the people are.
Do you make it to any of these rallies?
I did the other day to the one in Washington, you know, on tax day. I spoke there. There was a nice crowd. I have scheduled myself more to going to the universities and talking to young people, and I have a receptive audience there, because so many of them realize, you know, what kind of mess we're in and the difficulties they might have getting a job, and they're very interested in the Federal Reserve, and quite frankly, they're interested in things that are important, like personal liberty and a sensible foreign policy, and there's a great response from young people. So I spend more time when I schedule events to go to college campuses.
Hey, Ron Fusselman has a quick question for you.
Okay.
Hey, Congressman, it's great to have you on the show tonight.
Thank you.
I guess my question would be, are you gearing up for 2012?
Not necessarily. I've told people I haven't ruled it out, but I have. It's a long way from being ruled in. I haven't made any decisions. There's so much going on right now, and there's no pressure to make a decision now. A lot of people ask me about it, but I, at the present time, I have no plans.
Well, I can tell you this, Congressman. Here in Indiana and around the Huntington area and the Fort Wayne area, by the way, Indiana's second largest city, I still see Ron Paul for president, bumper stickers on cars and yard signs still out in the yard.
Well, I guess that's good.
Do you think you'll be able to connect to the Tea Party groups and this movement that's going on? Do you feel confident?
Oh yeah, I think so. Even though I, you know, there's no platform for the Tea Party, and there will be a variation of views, but it seems like they're very receptive to what I'm talking about, because I've been talking about it for so long. You know, limited governments and balanced budgets, sensible foreign policy, sound money. All of a sudden, the people say, hey, that sounds pretty good. How long can we live with these kind of deficits? The deficits are exploding every day. National debt this year will probably go up near $2 trillion. So this is unsustainable.
There it is, Tom, my interview with Ron Paul. Edited down a little bit, but still, it's Ron Paul.
He was great.
And he didn't walk out on me.
He did not walk out on you, brother. That's awesome.
And it's funny, because we were talking about the Tea Party, and again, you see this time after time, that the Tea Party has kind of turned on him, and he's kind of the father of the Tea Party, and now they won't give him the time of day. And it just seems that you don't have to veer far from the manifesto, the Tea Party manifesto, before they will turn on you quicker than you would even like to know.
Well, and that's exactly what we're finding out there on Abdul's page. And one of the things that I posted on there about Ron Paul is that he's has actually been termed the intellectual godfather of the Tea Party movement. So you can go there and look at the comments.
All right, Tom, quick break. When we come back, I think we'll play our my interview with Senator Richard Lugar. You're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
Brian here with NTI Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer. Introducing the new Blockbuster Movie Pass, included with your Dish Network subscription. Plus, promotional prices start at just $19.99 a month for 12 months. Call NTI Satellite at 765-728-3474 today. That's 765-SAT-DISH for the best value in digital TV. Dish Network.
Blockbuster Movie Pass requires Dish Online account, broadband internet, and compatible receiver. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
A year to remember the late Bill Green. A year to follow the progress of Billy Shepard. It's yet another storied season of Marion basketball on the station that's been telling the Giants' story for over a half century. 1400 WBAT.
Rolls another three. Got it! Oh, Billy Shepard's on the floor. Rolls get the biggest shot of the game, and Marion's up by three.
Marion Giants basketball with Jim and Jeff. Game night on 1400 WBAT.
What matters to you matters to us. The right car or great truck with service you trust.
Barry Bunker wants to put that cruise in your stocking this holiday season, the Chevy Cruise, that is. Christmas is the perfect time to take advantage of the Chevy Sign and Drive program at Barry Bunker Chevrolet. Right now at Barry Bunker, you can get zero down and zero due at signing on the Ally Smart Lease program. Take a look at the 2012 Chevy Cruze on a 39-month, 39,000-mile Ally Smart Lease for just $258.85 a month, or the Malibu at $263.27 a month. If your workload calls for a big truck, see the 2012 Chevy Silverado 1500 four-wheel drive extended cab LT edition, just $392.11 a month. Check out the website at www.barrybunker.com. It has all the details and the colors to choose from. All offers are subject to credit approval. 100 years of Chevy, the service you trust. That's your local Barry Bunker Chevrolet, wishing you and your families a safe and happy holiday. From the staff at Barry Bunker Chevrolet, because Chevy runs deep.
Bringing local news to Marion, Fowlerton, and all of Grant County, we are 1400 WBAT.
From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. With Christmas this weekend, fire officials are stressing safety. Marion Fire Chief Steve Gorell says firefighters say the number one cause of home fires around the holidays is from candles that are left burning. But Gorell says the dried out Christmas trees are also extremely hazardous.
People just don't understand how dry that darn tree will get. You know, you don't see a lot of people cutting down trees anymore and putting them in the home for Christmas. But it does dry out. You got to keep that water in there. You know, they say, put a Alka-Seltzer or something on the bottom of it to stimulate that water to keep the circulation going underneath that tree. But you got to keep the water in it.
Gorell also says to make sure electrical cords are the proper size to handle holiday lights, both indoors and outdoors. Grant County's property tax collections were actually greater this year than last year, contrary to what County Treasurer Sarah Melford told officials Wednesday evening. Melford originally said tax collections were slightly down compared to last year, but yesterday Melford admitted that she had misread the 2010 collection percentages. The collection rate for 2010 property taxes payable in 2011 was 92.7%. That was actually a 1.9% increase from the 90.8% tax collection rate for the previous year. And a Marion County Circuit judge has ruled Secretary of State Charlie White was not eligible to be a candidate when he was elected to office in 2010. The decision means the Democrat candidate in the race, Vop Osley, would take office as the new Secretary of State. Judge Louis Rosenberg says that White was not legally registered to vote at the time he filed his candidacy and therefore was ineligible to be on the ballot. The decision reverses an earlier opinion of the Indiana Recount Commission. From the WBAT Newsroom, I'm Layla Price. The 1400 WBAT forecast for tonight, becoming mostly clear and cold, a low of 25. Christmas Eve, mostly sunny with a high near 40. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 28 degrees. Sunday, Christmas Day, mostly sunny and windy with a high near 40. And Monday, mostly sunny with a high of 38. You're listening to 1400 WBAT, your connection for sports, news, and information.
Hi, this is Stacy Keach, and you're listening to The Gary Snyder Show.
You can
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Before we go any further, Freightco, they are a leading freight company in Northeast Indiana, and they are growing, and they want you. That's right. Freightco is looking for owner-operators who want miles and home time. If this sounds like you, then listen up. Freightco offers a 92-cent CPM plus competitive FSE, and that's on all dispatches. Freightco drivers average 2,500-plus miles a week and are home on the weekends. Freightco offers consistent lanes, with many being drop and hook. So if you're looking for a company that puts customers and employees first, or just want more information on what Freightco has to offer, give Ray a call. 866. Try that again. 866-397-2581. Or you can visit them on the web at freightco.org. Freightco, they are a freight moving company. Well, as the 2012 elections approach, the U.S. Senate race here in Indiana is heating up between U.S. Senator Richard Lugar and U.S. Senator wannabe Richard Murdoch, to say the least. And I had an opportunity to sit down with Senator Richard Lugar earlier this week. I think it was Tuesday. Was it Tuesday, Tom?
I think it was Tuesday, was it? Yeah, it was Tuesday of this week.
So we are going to replay this interview now. Our senior senator here in Indiana, up for re-election, coming up in May. Basically facing a very, very personal attack by a campaign that's desperate in the Richard Murdoch campaign. But here's my interview with Senator Richard Lugar.
I guess, please, and it's our pleasure to be joined by Indiana's senior senator, Senator Richard Lugar. Welcome to the Gary Snyder Show.
Thank you very much, Gary. Great to be with you.
Well, hey, it's the holidays. You should be at home here in Indiana enjoying the Indiana weather, but we've, I guess, encountered quite a bit of turbulence there in Washington when it comes to the payroll tax holiday. The Senate passed it out of the Senate 89-10. The Republicans and Democrats can't seem to get it together in the House. Talk to us a little bit about this tax payroll holiday and how you, I'm not saying single-handedly, but had a big role in getting this Keystone Pipeline project put into it.
Well, I'm still on the job out here, Gary, because it isn't finished yet. We're almost close to the finish line. But we passed, as you pointed out, the payroll tax cut, the Social Security situation, extension of unemployment compensation, payment for the medical doctors, and so forth. But the major focus that I had there was jobs. Jobs has been the issue in Indiana throughout this year, understandably. With the Keystone Pipeline, this really came through as a godsend because the Canadians are prepared to spend $7 billion building a 1,700-mile pipeline, employ 20,000 Americans right away, with many thousands still to come in various states in the Midwest, including Indiana, where there'll be supplies to the pipeline construction. We've been talking about jobs all year, but people have not been able to get across the finish line. Jobs, proposals that bring in private enterprise and don't bring in congressional federal money. So we got this one in to this extension of the payroll tax. It was a vote of 89-10. People were very enthusiastic in the Republican and Democratic parties about it and shipped it over to the House. And I was dismayed to learn over the weekend that some Republicans meeting with Speaker Boehner, first on a conference call, then behind closed doors yesterday, say, no, we don't want to pass the Senate bill. We want to have an extension, if we're going to have one at all, for a year. Well, this requires a lot of discussion. How do you get the $200 billion to pay for this extension for a year? Our bill has our 60-day extension, and it keeps the tax cut going through January 1. If the House does not pass our Senate bill, including the Keystone Pipeline, not only do we have no jobs bill, but we have no tax cut for the 160 million wage earners in America, who I think are going to be very upset, quite apart from the unemployment compensation or the doc fix. So this is why there is a certain amount of turmoil out here. which I hope can be resolved today. I hope that somehow the House will have a vote that will favor the Senate bill, and then for the next 60 days we can discuss what we want to do in the future with regard to all of these affairs.
Now, the payroll tax holiday means an extra $1,000 a year in each individual that works pocket.
Yes.
How important is that right now, not only the holiday season, but going forward in a time of tough economic hardship that we're facing right now?
I think it's important, and that's why I voted for it. I suspect that people can agree or disagree about that, but it seems to me that this is money that's very important in terms of consumption power in America, keeping our businesses going and hopefully bringing about more markets. But at the same time, it's got to be paid for some way. Now, we paid for it in our Senate bill by increasing the fees for Sallie Mae and Freddie Mac on mortgages, government mortgages of that sort, and $30 billion was obtained more or less from that source. But if we don't go through the 60-day situation we're talking about now, and we just simply cut off everything, which is going to happen, I'm afraid if the House does not pass our Senate bill, then we still have the taxes on the Social Security situation going back up to 6% again, as opposed to 4%. And the $1,000 per person that you're mentioning, in terms of the tax cut for 160 million wage earners, that's going to be lost. We cannot let that be lost, and so I'm very hopeful we can work through this thing in the next few hours.
The national unemployment sets at 8.6%, still pretty high. Indiana's unemployment sets over 9%. And when I sit here and listen to at least Speaker Boehner talk about why this is not being taken up in the House, one of the issues that keep arising is the fact that they want unemployment insurance reform out of this, which tells me they want to cut the number of weeks people can receive unemployment. And, you know, all funding for unemployment is going to end here on January 1 if this isn't passed. How important is it in an era of high unemployment that, you know, these unemployment compensation payments keep going out to Indiana's unemployed?
Well, I think it's very important, and that's why, once again, I voted for a bill that keeps that money going. I don't disagree that in the fullness of time we ought to discuss the whole situation, but at this particular moment, it's a surprise for the House members to return and say, we just don't like the Senate bill. We're not going to vote for the Senate bill. We want everybody to come back to Washington, have a conference and so forth. When Senator Reid, the Democratic leader, is saying, we're not coming back to Washington, we Democrats, there's not going to be a conference. You Republicans will take responsibility for bringing to an end for 160 million Americans the Social Security tax cut and the unemployment compensation. You'll take responsibility for that and for the fact that Medicare doctors don't get paid and therefore services don't occur to those that are counting on Medicare.
When we take a look at the economy, obviously jobs needs to be number one on everybody's priority list. How can we, besides the Keystone Pipeline, you know, put forth an agenda where jobs are being created?
Well, first of all, we have to make certain that our tax situation is one that offers incentives to people to invest money and to take risks with their capital. I believe that our banks are being well managed in Indiana, that there is money in the bank, literally capital that could be loaned to startups, but there has to be encouragement for people to take the risk to do the startups. I applaud once again Governor Daniels and his administration for being very competitive in bringing all sorts of new businesses to Indiana, sometimes at the expense of other states who find the Indiana business climate to be a much better one. And I think that the legislature that supported Governor Daniels needs to be applauded, too, and they want to make sure we stay on that track. But this is going to be a tough road to hoe. We would have had very large gains in employment long before this if the world was in better financial shape. But our markets are being hit every day, as you've noticed, our stock market, by the problems in Europe and the dangers of defaults there. And the fact that, unhappily, some American money is still tied up in European securities. We had this hearing former Senator Corzine in the ML situation last week, in which this large firm had invested some American money into bonds in Eastern European countries that are, and they've lost the money. Well, so we've got to try to straighten out ourselves so that we invest the money here in the United States. That's why it's so exciting when somebody like the Canadians comes along with $7 billion that they're pushing into the United States. This comes out in all directions, and it hits Indiana very favorably.
When you take a look at Congress right now, some polls have the approval rate for Congress at about 8%. You see a great bipartisan effort in the Senate, and it moves over to the House where you have nothing but gridlock. And to be quite frank, the Republicans not willing to negotiate or compromise at all with the Democrats and vice versa. How frustrating is that for you?
Well, I wish that times were easier, but at the same time, I'm not ever going to complain about the situation. I try to work constructively every day to make certain that we make headway on jobs, on new investment, on new enterprise in Indiana and our country, and new strength for our armed forces to be able to control all sorts of external events that do not wish us well. My job is not one to be pessimistic. It's to find the reasons why we're going to progress in Indiana and in America.
Now, one of the issues that you are very knowledgeable on and, quite frankly, tend to be the go-to person in the Senate is foreign affairs. We pulled out of Iraq this week. The combat mission is officially over. Do you have any thoughts that you want to reflect on that?
Well, I believe that our leaving Iraq is the proper thing to do under these circumstances because the Iraqis have indicated clearly they do not want American forces there. Sometimes they have some wistful looks back because the Iraqis know that governing their own country is going to be tough, and already it's clear with the Sunnis leaving the parliament and the Shiites very unhappy with them and the Kurds still not making an oil law. They have some problems. But at the same time, our policy in the Middle East, I think, is going to move much more toward having troops in the area, but working much more with intelligence, much more with drones for specific attacks upon terrorists and terrorist groups, as opposed to having huge armies that march into a country and try to reform its system from beginning to end. Some countries just are not in a position to be able to have a democratic background, the same as we have. We can work with them over the course of time without having armed forces enforcing the way we think they ought to be acting. And I think our leaving Iraq at this time is appropriate, and I'm hopeful, at least in our new policy, of much greater interaction intelligence-wise. We're in better control of the terrorist situation, not only in Iraq or in Afghanistan or Pakistan or what have you, but in African countries where al-Qaeda and al-Shabaab operatives are at work.
Now, you have been the leader in the fight against nuclear proliferation. Many reports say Iran is close to getting a nuclear device. How concerned are you with that, and how confident are you that the Obama administration is doing what they need to do to stop that?
Well, I'm very concerned about nuclear developments in Iran. And therefore, I've been at the forefront of the Senate on all sorts of sanctions, including most recently a vote for sanctions on the Central Bank of Iran, which we would try to enforce with all countries around the earth. So they simply deal a very, very tough economic blow to Iran and bring the Iranians to the table to discuss the disposition of their nuclear program. We're going to have to put those pressures on and put them on very stoutly. By and large, I think the Obama administration is on that track, but whether they are or not, we in Congress have been, through our votes, indicating specifically actions we believe they must take. We did have the Obama administration coming over to the Foreign Relations Committee opposing, as a matter of fact, the sanctions on the Iranian Central Bank, but we voted by 100-0 in the Senate for that sanction, which gives a pretty good indicator of where we stand as a country both Republicans and Democrats with regard to Iran, quite apart from the administration.
All right, real quick, we head into the new year. It seems like your campaign for reelection has a lot of momentum right now. How's the campaign going heading into the new year?
I believe that we have good momentum. I'm very, very grateful to hundreds of volunteers on our phone banks who have made over 500,000 calls to date. They're making over 6,000 calls every day, and they're asking Hoosiers about the issues that are important and how we can be helpful there. They're also asking whether they would like to be on our internet and whether they would like a yard sign and a number of ways in which we can work organizationally with them. And so we're very, very delighted to have this response and to have very specific names of those who are going to support us by the tens of thousands. We intend at least to continue to wage a very vigorous campaign in Indiana, but I'm trying to do the very best I can to do my duty here in Washington in ways that I believe that Hoosiers will approve, and they want me to be hard at work, and I pledge to be hard at work throughout this campaign.
Well, Senator Lugar, I want to thank you for your time today. Keep up the good work for the state of Indiana, and have a Merry Christmas.
Well, the same to you, sir. Really great to be with you, and I always appreciate these opportunities to visit.
21st Century Firearms. They're at 827 North Main Street in Bluffton, and they are your one stop for firearms, ammunition, and reloading supplies. Stop in and talk to their friendly staff with years of experience in hunting, the shooting sports, and military-style firearms. They carry a big selection of modern sporting firearms, handguns, and shotguns with one of the biggest inventories around at the best prices, period. They also deal in NFA items such as silencers, short-barreled rifles, and yes, you can even buy a machine gun from 21st Century Firearms. Check them out online, 21stCenturyFirearms.com, or you can shop them online at shop.21stCenturyFirearms.com. Store hours are 10 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturdays are open from 9 to 4. Any questions, give them a call, 260-824-5530.
Work out anytime you want, 24/7 at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion. We offer the very best cardio equipment with satellite TV on each piece, over 10,000 pounds of free weights, and group fitness, including Zumba. Sign up now and get an extra free month with your new membership. Work out for less than a dollar a day, plus have free access to all Anytime Fitness locations anywhere in the country. Stop in for a free 7-day pass only at Anytime Fitness next to Marsh North in Marion.
This is the Gary Snyder Show, and I am Andrew Breitbart, sort of the king of all media.
My whole Saturday and Sunday too, I was thinking about ways not to lose. Lay down my weapons is what I've done. Too late to hide, feet too soft to run. But people say I'm the luckiest man. Yeah, they say running is useless, fighting is foolish. You're not gonna win, but still you're the luckiest man, you're up against.
All right, we're back here on the Gary Snyder Show. Hope you enjoyed that interview with Senator Richard Lugar, Indiana's senior senator. Tom, did you enjoy that interview?
I did. I mean, obviously, I second time I've heard it, and it's a good interview. I mean, it was very thorough, and it was very good, and I enjoyed listening to it. And you know, we got on giving you a little feedback from our national show. When we reran that interview on our national show, we had a lot of people listen live on that. So that tells me that people are looking at our Twitters and looking at our marketing that we do with our national show. So that's a good positive feedback there for you, brother.
If you want to comment on the interview with Senator Richard Lugar, you can do that at 765-662-1400. We have a couple more minutes. We can take phone calls. We're also taking phone calls if you'd like to wish someone a Merry Christmas on the Gary Snyder Show. All you really have to do is call 765-662-1400. Pretty simple. You know, when you take a look at this U.S. Senate race happening, well, it's been in full gear now for several months. State Treasurer Richard Murdoch, which, you know, it's my contention, represents the fringe, the extreme right of the Republican Party, a place where not most Republicans in Indiana are, and probably not a place where most Hoosiers are. To me, this race, when you look at Richard Murdoch, he doesn't have the money, he doesn't have the name recognition. All he has is some half-crazies out there like Greg Fettig pushing his agenda. You know, my guess is it's probably still a 54-46 race in a two-way matchup.
Well, I honestly don't think Lugar's going to have any problem winning the election. Now, as a whole, I think there are way too many career politicians in office. I think that there is too much of a gridlock, too much of a bottleneck. But I like to see career senators like Richard Lugar, even though he's not popular with the Tea Party because he's been there for so long. I like to see senior leaders like him be a little bit more diverse, because everybody that knows Richard Lugar, he's definitely a conservative. I don't think he's going back on that at all. But it is good that he is opening up a olive branch, if you will, across the aisle. And I think that that's a good thing for him. And so I think we have to be selective. Just because someone has been in a job for a long time doesn't mean that we have to automatically jump on the Tea Party bandwagon and say let's oust him just because he's been there for a long time. Lugar is one of those exceptions that has been there for a long time and has a great success record, and it's proven every day by listening to the interview there that he can is continuing to move forward in that.
Well, when you take a look at Senator Richard Lugar's career, he does have a history of reaching across the aisle and compromising when he feels that he needs to. Unfortunately, the Richard Murdoch campaign and the Tea Party are for no compromise whatsoever, even if it sends the country to hell in a handbasket. And when you take a look back at history, it's the times, the 80s, and Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, when there was compromise, when the two parties did work together, that's when we saw our biggest boom in this country. Even back in the 90s, and Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton, compromise was the key word there. And we had, you know, one of our largest periods of economic growth in the 80s and 90s under two presidents and two Congresses that were all for compromise, doing what was best for the country instead of what was best for the party. Not to say that that's always the case, but it's always good to see. All right, you're listening to the Gary Snyder Show.